Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. Hey, we're getting ready for Turkey Day, Bob.
That's right. And this is all about thank you, Christopher Columbus.
Hey, you know what? Jop was born on Columbus Day. My middle initial is C. Mom didn't hang me with Columbus as a middle name. She didn't give me a middle name.
That's
but
funny.
But I was born on Columbus Day.
There's some Grilling Guys trivia.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So thanks, Chris, in more ways than one.
Yeah. But, the Grilling Guys still love Christopher Columbus, even though certain people are trying to like say he's a war criminal. Everybody's correcting history now, you know. They want to rewrite everything and tear statues down. But we don't.
Right.
We like all statues.
Right.
Especially the Statue of Limitations. Oh, that's different.
So Bob, we did a best of show. I was gone on one show. This is kind of like a little reunion tour for us. It's been about 3 weeks since we've done one of these together. And let's recap a little bit of deer hunting because I went beer hunting.
You went to Siciliano's.
Right, I did. We went to Siciliano's Market. Well, speaking of which, we've got their beer of the week, which is, and we'll get into the hunting in a second then, if I'm here, Hazenstein IPA from a place called Ellison Brewery in Spartytown. That's East Lansing, Michigan is where this comes from. It's kind of a, it says Hazenstein. I think
it's a New England IPA.
A little New England IPA. Got a little fruity taste. Yeah.
Very nice.
Loaded up, 7% ABV.
They're proud of it, too.
Yeah.
369, right. But that's a 16-ounce can.
Right.
So yep. It's right up there with M43. It's 40 cents a can less.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the beauty of our friends at Siciliano's. I went to their deer camp. We'll share that in a minute. But the beauty of Siciliano's is you can buy these beers by the piece and make your own six-pack.
Or you can go to their deer camp and just get it for free.
Oh, man. Yeah, I was there.
I did not go because I saw Steve before I headed out to deer camp, and I stopped and got cigars and beer and some rum and all kinds of great stuff.
Siciliano's big boy
and,
toy store.
And Steve right there, said man. He was heading up fishing. He wasn't going to be at deer camp, and I thought, well, I'm not going then.
Yeah, right. I didn't see him. I saw his son and his brothers, but I didn't see Steve. But anyway, it was a good time. I brought the lamb chops, right?
Oh.
And but we didn't eat them because there was I was there at the wrong time, and they had so much stinking
of
food
course
out that I was like, nah.
That's like bringing beer,
right? Yeah, exactly.
How are you going to one up a 12-year-old Belgian?
Right. Yeah.
Right? It's like, yeah, I've got a little too hard.
But anyway, so made the lamb chops the next day. And real simple, I took some Old World Olive Company garlic olive oil, and then I mixed it half and half with the lemon, the Meyer lemon oil, put those two in there, and then put...
That sounds great.
Right. Put some fresh rosemary and some fresh thyme in a Ziploc bag. I had 48 of those suckers.
And a little bit of a Creole going
right,
on there.
Yep. And let them marinate for a day and a half. Took them out, let them come to room temperature so all the oil kind of drips off a little bit. And then, I mean, it's not all of it, but the heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And because it coagulates, you know, when it's cold. But anyway, threw those things on a hottest grill as I could get them, 2 minutes on each side. Oh, man, those things are good.
I'm just getting really hungry.
Lolly chops,
just
man.
About it.
Yep. Super
simple.
That'd
be good
with recipe.
A scotch egg.
Yeah, right. Yeah, or about the scotch. They were good with that, too. So, but anyway, so deer camp, tell me what happened, brother.
Okay. Best deer season ever.
Okay.
I had 6 trips to Whipple.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have anything hanging. This is classic Barbecue Bob right here. I hold off and hold off. And last year, I didn't even get one.
Right.
So I'm going to go out and pop one in my neighborhood because I got them like eating our hostas. So I'm going to take the easy way out. But we saw more bucks than we saw doe. I didn't really want to take most of the doe I saw because they were either the lead doe, the dominant, not the lead. The dominant's always hanging out in the back, my experience anyway. Or they had a Bambi with them.
Right.
And so I found excuses every time not to take one. Or it's getting really dark, and I want to go back and eat and have a beer, and I just don't feel like dragging a deer.
Right, right, yeah.
Although I got desperate the last couple days. An 8-point walked in front of me. I sat in Ted's condo.
Right.
So I'm sitting down, and the path is like 43 yards away. He uses a crossbow. That's an easy shot. But sitting down shooting for me, I haven't practiced.
This was during bow season.
I haven't practiced. Well, it was a couple days before rifle started.
Brian, do you remember that Bob can shoot accurately 60 yards with his bow? So 43 should have been just a chip shot for you, sitting down or not, right?
Let me correct history. I said I used to practice at 65 yards.
I don't remember the used to.
I said I used to practice at 65 yards, and I'm going to start doing it again. I did not, and I did not do it sitting down.
I think Sobey was here. We heard that. Right, but anyway.
Whatever. Look on grillingguys.com. You can get any show, and you'll watch Joppy's nose grow as you play it. But yeah. Either way, I knew I had to tell you, and I would regret it. Which is like I regret ever telling you I used to shoot practice at 65
yards. At least you went out hunting, because I didn't get the gun out of the case. I went up to beer camp. We hit two or three camps around, saw a bunch of people. It's that once a year sojourn that you do, and just have a couple beers with a bunch of your buddies. And that's what's in it for me, man. I'm by myself at home. A whole deer lasts me way too long. I like the steaks, but then the rest of it all goes into burger or sausage, and that's just a lot.
Well, I have to go out now and get a landowner's permit and tap a doe.
Yep.
I've got a bunch of doe running my house, and since the dog's gone, since Zeus is gone,
right?
I have all the wildlife is moving up to my garage. I had a woodchuck in my garden. I found out what the big hole is under my patio. My slate is caving in.
Ah.
I should have popped that. I was going to shoot it. My wife goes, "Why would you kill it?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I've never had trouble with woodchuck." And then, as soon as I saw this big hole, I'm going, "That's why you kill it,
right? Yeah.
Because woodchucks are a pain in the." So no buck hanging. Best year ever.
Right.
Now a couple weeks ago, I took my son-in-law and my son up there.
I saw those pictures.
That 10-point walked right up to Christian. Right up behind him and mugged him. He didn't even see it.
Oh.
And then the 8-point that I shot at. So I shot at the 8-point, missed him. That night, a big old doe came by, exact same move. And I thought, okay. So I got down on my knees to try and simulate it. And she looked at me, and I let it fling. I probably flinched or something, and it went right over her back. Big girl. I think she was hot. Because she was by herself and acting weird, and can't take it.
Well, it happens. Right?
So it happens. Next year I'm practicing at 65 yards.
Yeah, okay. That's all I can say. There you go, man.
Let's go to Allen Bob's and see if they have a range indoor with 65-yard pegs. So I have to get a doe because we have this event coming up with them December 5th.
Right.
And they're short on venison.
Are they? Everybody.
So I got, you said you don't have use for the meat. Let me tell you, brother, you have use for them.
Right.
And you have deer in your backyard.
I do.
So you might want to just net.
I don't know if I could get one.
You might want to net one.
Yeah, right, yeah. I don't know if I could cut loose with the rifle in the backyard. But
I took – so Ted and I went up before rifle. I was up there days before. He came up a couple – like the day before rifle. Went to Sobey's. I had tri-tip one night, flat iron one night. Smoked pork chops one night.
Oh, yeah.
And those are all on my Twitter page. Pardon me. If you want to check it out, it's Grilling Guy on Twitter. And you can see some. We just did it up.
It was fun.
It was so cool. I had my little hibachi grill out there, and that's the only way to go.
All right. Well, coming up next, we are going to get into a little Thanksgiving menu items, and Bob's going to show you how to smow a bird. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hey, this is Jop from the Grillin' Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Brian, love that Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music, baby. Puts me in the mood. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Speaking of kitchens, get in yours because Thanksgiving is next Thursday. And Barbecue Bob, we're going to cover a little smoking of a turkey. I think that's appropriate.
That's funny because you built my kitchen and Garrett's Appliance put all the appliances in. So my son Jordan is at my son-in-law's steel shop, and for Thanksgiving every year, they give their employees a turkey. And so Jordan said, how many people we have, and yada, yada. He's bringing a 31-pound turkey home. Texting me saying, "How are you smoking the turkey, or how are you making it?" And I said, that's your mom's department, which will be Emily's, because Matt and Emily will be here Tuesday.
She takes over.
Yes, that's right. Maureen loves it. So he goes, well, this is a really big turkey. I don't know if that's going to fit in your oven. I said, dude, did you see that oven? Did you see that thermidor sitting in the kitchen? Garrett's took care of us.
Right.
It's okay.
We go 36-incher. You can get a lot in that oven.
Now, and that's gives me the perfect opportunity for a bunny trail. I did some chicken.
You need an opportunity to do that?
I do. I don't have medication for it. I did a chicken the other day, and I spatchcocked it and did it in the oven.
Okay.
Because it was raining like a dog. And now that I have a convection oven, I got it to about, I think it was about 157 most places I was checking with my thermal probe. And I thought, okay, I'm going to finish this thing off. I cranked it up to 450, flipped it over to convection.
To crisp it.
Oh, my gosh. That skin was, there's pictures on my Twitter feed, Grillin' Guy at Twitter. It was gorgeous, spatchcocked. I mean, just laying out there, crispy skin. I could never do that before.
Right. Well, you can't do it in a smoker because you can't turn the heat up.
Well, actually,
right? You
can.
Right. But
we tell people to do that.
Right.
Crank your heat up. You can't because yours is not getting up to temp right. And you're going to fix that. But typically, you can do the same thing in a smoker, and that's what we always recommend.
Mm-hmm.
But the convection, nothing's like that.
Right. So let's start out with prepping the bird before you cook the bird. A lot of people will brine a turkey.
Absolutely.
And let's talk a little bit about what's in that brine, what could be in the brine.
Okay.
The length of time. How do you do this? And where do you do it? Is it in a garbage bag?
When
is it in a cooler?
Should you brine?
Right, exactly.
Because if you get a butterball or a processed turkey, it's already been brined.
Yep.
So it's already got a cure in it. So if you brine it, you're going to turn it into turkey jerky. Mm-hmm. So you do not brine something with a pop-out thermometer on it, okay? If it's cryovac'd in plastic and been frozen, processed, and got a pretty colored label's always the deal. And that's the rule in our house. If it's got a colored label, it doesn't come in the house. That means it's factory built.
Right.
If your turkey has a colored label, do not brine it.
Right.
Because you'll be double brining. And that's like adding Instacure to a pork butt.
Right.
Ish no goot.
Yes. So, but if you get a fresh turkey, lots of stores offer those. Butchers, our friends at Sobey, I saw was over there. They were taking orders.
Yep.
Right, because they'll bring them in, and they were waddling around the yard yesterday, and they're on your table today.
What a depressing thought.
But the point is that let's go with the fresh one then, because we want it. But that's a great point about not double brining, because that'll make it worse and won't make it better.
Do you So there are brine recipes galore,
right,
and opinions galore on it, but typically it's more salt and sugar.
Right.
I'm sorry. More sugar than salt.
Right.
So it's like quarter cup of salt, 3/4 cup of sugar. Heat up your water, dilute all that. If you want to throw in whatever aromatics you want, fennel or thyme or rosemary or any of your old girlfriends, you throw them in there and heat it up to dissolve everything, and then you chill that. You cool it off.
Right.
Because you want that at like 35 degrees when you put your bird in there.
Right.
And then put it in a cooler. You and I both have those Igloo or Eskimo 5-day coolers.
Right.
And that you throw it in there, put it in the garage, and you can go up to 2 days out there if you want.
Right. And I've heard people, this cooling is important. You don't want to put hot liquid on the bird.
Definitely not.
Right. So what I've heard, a trick on that is you boil it or you get it hot to dissolve all the salt and sugar, right? And the aromatics will release in the heat. Put it in there, put a bag of ice in the liquid to bring it down before you put so pour your liquid in the cooler.
Well, and if you do that, if you do that, then what you do is you eliminate that much water from your recipe.
Right. And a 7-pound bag of ice is about a gallon of water.
Okay.
So, compensate. Exactly, and then put it in there.
I've done that all my life.
Right. And compensate? Yeah. Right. But anyway, that's a quick way to do it. And then, when it's down to that 35 or, cool, then go ahead and throw your bird in there.
If you just turned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys
turned
Talk Network.
Turned into the show.
Yeah, if you just turned in. Yeah. And we're talking about smoking your bird.
Right. Well, we haven't yet. We've got it brined. So we get it out of the brine. You leave it set on the tabletop. How long to kind of just let it dry a little bit before you're going to put it in the smoker? I usually like an hour. It isn't going to go foul, no pun intended, but on you if you let it set out for an hour after you take it out. And I rinse it a little bit as well, because the meat has absorbed that brine, and that's where you don't need it on
so
the outside.
So I think you just lost me.
What?
You take it out, you rinse it, and then you let it dry for an hour?
Yeah.
Instead of just patting it down with a paper towel?
Right. Yep. I just rinse it off, and get the cavity.
Okay.
But I don't ever stuff the bird either, especially if I'm going to smoke
it. Not if you're going to smoke it.
Right. Yeah.
No. I love stuffed
bird. I love stuffing too, but if you're going to smoke it, that's not the ticket.
I have had explicit instructions to buy some older bread from the bakery. So I've got some old bread. I spent the last day cubing up 3 loaves of bread and then throwing it in the oven to make dried breadcrumbs, because Emily has something up her sleeve for some crazy
stuffing.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
Right. So anyway, so we're going to put it in a smoker. How hot?
I'm a really simple guy, as 275.
Right. In the smoker. Yep. How do I know when it's done?
Well,
Thermapen, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And you're going to get that thing to what, 165, 170 in that thigh?
Well,
the deepest part of that thick
good
thigh.
Good question. Do you want crispy skin? Does anybody care?
Most people cut it away, and
some
they're
people
after
like
the meat.
It.
Some people like
it's
it.
It's pretty healthy for you.
Yeah. Turkey skin is a little tough.
Now they say.
It's thicker. But I don't know. I don't eat the skin.
I don't either.
Right. But it's beautiful to get it,
So do you do breast up or breast down?
I do breast up. Lay it on its back.
Really?
When it's cooking. Yeah, so that the legs are out and the breast is up. Yep. I just think that's a
It's a good look.
It's a good look, right? When you put it on, right? When you're taking it out and putting it on a platter, easier to carve. You know, I don't know. I mean, that's the way I'm going to serve it, so that's the way I cook it.
There's schools of thought on that. Yeah. We'll get back into that in a minute.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to deep fry a turkey maybe, and then, you know, there's always leftovers and pot pies.
Do you fry it legs up or neck down?
Yes, sir.
The same thing.
Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's garrettsappliances.com, garrettsappliances.com.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. Go to standardkitchens.com. They've got a tired kitchen contest. Send them a photo and a little write-up why you need a new kitchen, and they're going to give away a $5,000 worth of cabinetry to the first place and $3,000 to second place. It's all free. It ends here on the 1st of December. So get on to standardkitchens.com and see if you can win yourself a new kitchen.
And I want to remind everybody that on December 5th, at Alan Bob Sports, 68th Street and 131 south of Grand Rapids, there's an ice fishing seminar put on by the My Ice, the Michigan Ice Guys, and we're going to be down there grilling up some awesome venison sliders, and we're going to be frying some walleye. So come to that seminar and pig out with us. There might even be a little Schmoes on tap.
Yeah, right, because the guy that used to be with Schmoes, the baritone of beer, is the Michigan Ice Guys. So Chaz, our buddy, you've all heard him, so if you've listened to the show in the past. But, Bob, let's talk about deep frying a turkey. Pretty popular. A lot of people do it. There's some do's and don'ts with this thing. There, again, if you brine your turkey, it's really important to dry it off before you put it in hot oil.
You have an atomic bomb.
Right, yeah.
And before we do that, can I finish up that last conversation? We were talking about breast up, breast down.
Right.
We probably went back and forth for a while on that, and somebody convinced me to bake it, and my wife does the turkey in our house. Okay. I never bake turkey. I stay out of the kitchen that whole day. It's wonderful. With the breast down for several reasons, but I think one was so your darker meat's on top, which has more fat, and that fat ends up penetrating the breast and helping keep it moist. So the fluids end up down on the bottom of that bird, which is the breast, and it's always the breast.
So you're talking in a roasting pan. Sure.
Yeah, always the breast that's the toughest one to try and keep moist.
Right.
But if you bring it up to like 162 and pull it, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
163.
Right.
Like we're getting a farm fresh bird, 160, 162, pull it. It'll elevate a couple, 2 or 3 degrees.
This is that one that Jordan's bringing?
Yeah, the 31-pounder.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So what'd they do, weigh him? He's still on the hoof, and then you're just
He's running around right now. I hope he's not listening because he doesn't even know what's going on.
Right.
Talking about the turkey.
Right.
So deep frying a turkey, first of all, everybody has deep frying stories.
Sure. Some of them not as good as others, right?
Use peanut oil.
Yep.
Make sure you put water in it first and then set your bird in it to see where.
You're talking about the vessel so you can.
You want to find out your level of how much oil to put in.
Right.
Because there's some horrible stories about the oil coming over the sides. And
catching on fire.
Even peanut oil will burn if you put it on the fire.
So that's a simple process is you put the bird in the pan, fill it with water till the bird is submerged, then pull the bird out and the water level will go down and just put a little mark on the side of the pan where your oil needs to be. Then you dump the water out, dry it out, pour the oil in back up to that line, and when you submerge the bird, it's going to be oil.
And you can even use a piece of tape on the outside.
Yeah, whatever it is. Yep, a mark of some sort.
I have a big steel pan with turned up.
He's holding his arms out left and right as far as he can right now.
Probably a four.
I don't know how big that pan is.
It's like a 4x4 pan, and
it's foot by 4 foot
bent edges. Yep.
Oh, you're talking about for putting it on the ground.
A buddy of mine made it for me. He works for a local manufacturer, and he made it for me because he was at my house the first time I used my deep fryer.
Oh, so maybe this is from experience.
That's right.
Yeah, little overflow, and you got oil all over the deck. Yeah.
Oh, my driveway.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a beauty.
Yeah.
I think the stain is still there.
Right.
So so deep frying's easy. I mean, you know, what I like to do is inject.
Sure.
I love Creole butter. There's all kinds of injections.
Chatry's. Yep, Tony Chatry's.
But that Creole butter is so good. It's like garlic and butter.
Right. Yeah. What can be wrong with that?
Ugh.
Right.
And shoot that baby up. I don't care if
you're hitting the thighs and the breast. I mean, you're going to
pretty much the breast.
Penetrate it about an inch, and you want it in the meat. You don't want it just under the skin. You want it down.
Oh,
in the meat.
Oh yeah. No, you're going to shoot it all over the place because half of it's going to shoot back out on you.
Right. Yep.
And then put a little rub on it and drop that baby in the fryer. Now here's the beauty about deep frying a turkey. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so good. And the first time I did it, when I made that mess, my wife was dead set against it. Maureen was saying no.
Right.
But she also said the same thing first time I was going to smoke one for Thanksgiving, for family Christmas.
Right.
And then I did 3 big turkeys because we had like 80 people over. And I did 3 big turkeys. I smoked one and she baked 2. The smoked one was gone like first.
Yeah.
Next year, I smoked 2 and she baked 1. The smoked ones were gone first.
Right.
And there was still the regular left over. So smoking a turkey, it's really good.
Yep.
But deep frying, absolutely. I'd love to do one again this year. Mm-hmm. And maybe for her family Christmas or my family Christmas, I'll do that.
So rule of thumb is about 3 minutes per pound is what I've heard. So you're getting a 31-pounder. You know, now you're looking at an hour and a half. That seems excessive.
That's a big one. I don't think that one will fit in my deep fryer.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yep. So typically we get about a 23-pounder.
Yep. So you're
and that
at an
takes
hour
me
then.
About 55 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. But I'll tell you what, when you pull that thing out and you park it,
right,
you have to park these things just like anything.
Right.
On a rack, let it drain. By the time you cut into it, if you wait about 20 minutes, half hour, time you cut into that thing, you're going to have the juiciest turkey you've ever had in your life.
Right.
They're so good.
Especially with that Creole butter in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Awesome. I want one so bad. I'm getting really hungry.
Yeah, I am too. So, but what about side dishes, Bob? What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? I have mac and cheese, and I'm, you know, trying to cut a little weight and not been eating.
Not on Thanksgiving.
But not on Thanksgiving, baby. Oh. All bets are off, right?
So are you going to do the Gordons or are you going to make it?
No, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. But I just love.
You got anybody special coming over for Thanksgiving?
Nope. I'm going to Thanksgiving. I'm not making it this year. I'm going. So, but I've got my request in for the mac and cheese. So
that's pretty non-traditional for Thanksgiving.
Right. It is. But, you know, it's just an old family recipe with that. What is it? Oh, it's a block of cheese that's
Velveeta.
No. It's a crock. Something crock. Anyway, it's a sharp.
Sounds like a crock.
Sharp cheddar that we make it with. And it's a my mom's recipe kind
of
thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was her thing, huh?
Yeah. Yep. She did it. And then
is it country crock like the margarine company?
No.
Is it the red wrapper?
It's a black wrapper with orange lettering, like cheese orange lettering.
Like
but it's,
Cracker
it's
Barrel?
Sharp. Yeah, that might be it.
Might be.
Sharp cheddar, though. And then
Windshulers?
Nope. Then she takes, she would take, and the recipe goes, Townhouse crackers, put them in a Ziploc and crush them up.
Sure.
And then she would put a half a cup of butter off a sleeve of crackers and mix it all in a bowl and then put
to make
that
a topping.
Top to
oh,
make
yeah?
A topping. Oh, it's sinfully bad for you, but it's so dang good.
I think
good.
The guy who invented Pop Tarts, Bill Post,
yeah.
I think he invented the Townhouse too.
Yeah.
And right. The Pecan Sandies.
Yeah. Yeah. All good stuff.
Nice guy.
All good stuff.
Yeah,
but anyway, so, that mac and cheese is, you're right, it's not a traditional dish. I'm not big on the sweet potatoes. And
me neither.
It's just,
never.
Right.
My wife makes them, my kids love them. My mother used to make them, never liked them.
Right.
It's just too sweet. Yep. Now, what I do love is fresh cranberries. My wife makes a...
Ground up?
Usually Olivia makes the cranberries. No. I don't know how they do it. I think they boil them a little bit, and then they add some sugar and goodness. I don't know what they put in them, but cloves, I'm
so
thinking.
Is it a relish. Is a relish?
It's
yeah,
a relish.
That's what I was going to ask you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like the crap out of the can where you just...
Yeah, it goes...
That's exactly what it does.
Yeah, that's not any good. Coming up next, you're going to have some turkey leftovers, guarantee. We're going to talk about maybe some tasty little second day treats. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If your window sticks, slips, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys, and it's the Turkey Day special, as you might have determined. And you were live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids, and we're talking Turkey Day. We talked a little bit about smoking one. We talked a little bit about deep frying one. I think everybody knows how to do the oven piece, right?
So, if not, your mom does.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. It is the Grilling Guys, the smokiest show on the airwaves, and it's all turkey. And a big thank you to Christopher Columbus for discovering this place.
Right.
Otherwise, we wouldn't even know there was such a critter.
That's right.
I'd be stuck up in Scandinavia somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I work at Standard Kitchens, and we're right in the center of the city of Grand Rapids. We're on Kalamazoo between Hall and Burton. It doesn't get any more center of the city than that. And there are turkeys running around our lumberyard. Big old toms with 6, 8, 10-inch beards. Man, it's crazy. These things are everywhere now. I mean, if they can live in the inner city of Grand Rapids, and it wasn't one or two, it's like a flock of them that are just urban turkeys, right? I wonder if people like pop one in their backyard and, you know, have fresh turkey.
Turban turkeys?
No, I don't know if they're turban. What do you mean by that?
Oh, did you say urban?
Urban, yeah. Or did I say turban? Well, I've never seen one with a hat on, so I think they're urban.
Okay.
Right.
So my wife makes turkey pot pie out of the leftovers.
Okay.
And
Wonderbar.
It's fantastic.
Right.
You might have had it before.
Well,
I don't know.
The part that to me that the biggest thing on a pot pie is the crust.
Well, she right? just
she makes
gave them. Us this recipe, and we'll post the recipe on thegrillingguys.com. But I mean, I've never made it, so I don't really know, but I'm pretty sure she just cuts up the potatoes and the onions and the turkey and peas and carrots, puts it in this mix, and I believe she puts a little turkey gravy in with it.
Okay. Well, something's got to make it wet.
Right. And but you're absolutely right. The pie crust is everything.
Right.
I was trying to trick her into coming on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
And telling us how to make it because her she's a baker.
Right.
She loves baking things. So this is right up her sweet spot.
Right. Right. Exactly. I
her upper alley.
That's something that I've not perfected is baking. I can do a little, but not like that. Not like whip up your own dough and do all of that.
No.
Yeah.
No. I struggle with pizza crust.
Right.
Okay. So how about turkey quesadillas?
Yeah. That's a great use of the turkey.
Because you can get really sick of turkey. I'm not a big leftover guy.
Me either.
Maureen loves making a giant meal and then having it around for a year. So she
why is that,
cook.
Man? I know other people that like the leftovers more than the fresh.
And, I do not.
And they'll go 2, 3, 4, 5 days.
No, there's nothing I can think of that's better as a leftover than it was fresh.
Right, right.
Turkey is definitely not one of them.
Right. Maybe chili. I think that the flavors marry the second day, but not beyond that.
Yeah.
Right?
Which we got to talk about chili event coming up.
Right.
What I did was I cheated, and I took our turkey quesadilla recipe off the grillingguys.com. All of our recipes are on our website. And it's just been revamped a little bit, so it navigates a little better. But just punch in the top right search bar, turkey or turkey quesadilla, if you can spell quesadilla. That's not so easy. But basically,
what is a dia anyway? And why would you buy them by the case?
I don't know. So you have to shred this turkey.
So how do you do that? I mean, are you just pulling it?
Yeah. So what I just did that chicken the other night. I did the same thing because we love quesadillas in our house, and we love tacos. And so if you take your chicken or your turkey and you chop it up and you just cut it up into small pieces basically so you can manipulate it and put it on a flour tortilla basically because you don't want a big steak on it, right?
Right.
You want something malleable. So chop that up and chop up some pickled jalapenos or fresh, whatever you like.
Ooh, I love the pickled ones, though. They're not quite as hot. But boy, they've got a nice crunch and a wonderful flavor.
And then some cilantro, and I like the shredded pepper jack. If I can't find the shredded pepper jack, I'll just buy some pepper jack and shred it. Otherwise, just get some Monterey Jack.
Mm-hmm.
You can find that shredded. And then the flour tortillas. I'm going to fry these things up in Old World Olive Company's garlic EVO.
Mm-hmm.
Because I love that on a shell.
Right. Yep.
I use garlic as my default. I mean, I do my eggs in butter, and I do everything else in garlic.
Right. Yeah. Can't be wrong.
That's really simple. Now, there's another cool thing I came up with a couple years ago, and I think it's something I ripped off. It's a turkey egg roll.
There are no new recipes. You
got
to rip them off from somewhere.
Well, there are a few, but they're hard to come up with. There's so many. So it's basically turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, and then these egg roll wraps and cranberries and cider vinegar. Basically, you're going to take these egg roll wraps and you're going to put your turkey and your mashed potato or stuffing. Don't do both, please. And some cranberry in there, and roll them up and throw them in the deep fryer, and then you're gonna have.
Ooh, the stuffing would be good.
Yeah,
ooh, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. It'd be a little lighter.
Right. Well, and potatoes potatoes are good, but stuffing's got a lot of flavor.
Potatoes are common.
Right. Yep.
So then, you take you take apple cider, sugar, vegetable oil, whatever, and you make up a nice little sweet and sour. Cranberry sauce for it, and just something cool. I mean, do something different with your turkey. And yes, please turn that phone off.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, email this just in.
That's a Pac-Man,
right?
So, those are a couple things you can make with leftover turkey. I think the other big thing is turkey sandwiches, of course, but turkey club sandwich now takes it to a different level. You get some nice bacon. If you go to Sobeys, you can get their homemade bacon.
Right, which the thick stuff would be great for
this. Phenomenal.
Right.
And I would also throw some avocado in there.
Ooh, yeah.
And tomato. And it's going to be gigantic. And you're going to want to use thinly sliced white meat on that turkey.
Mm-hmm.
But you could make like a photo-ready, beautiful
sandwich. And I bet when I make turkey sandwiches, I got to have some larrup on them, man, just because it's dry the second day after you've cut that breast off the bone. And
you got to have what?
Some larrup. Something to,
what's that?
Something to make her slide, baby. You know,
larrup,
yeah.
Never
so,
heard of it.
You know, do the, well, it's just a, that's a slang word for like mayonnaise, mustard,
oh,
ketchup, put it all together in some sort of a larrup.
Yeah.
And put
yeah,
it on
so,
there. I got to have it wet.
Never heard that before.
I got to have it wet.
We're Hellman's people at our house.
Right, right.
You're either like Miracle Whip or Hellman's.
Right. And I'm either. They have a very distinct, different,
very different
taste.
Yep.
Yep. But I'm either. But, you know, mix a little. Maybe a little mustard in with that Hellman's and make me just a little
Dijonnaise
something. And, oh, that sandwich sounds like some man food. So it's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A manny, manny, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man!
I feel like a man right now with a little bit of this Ellison Hazenstein. You'll find that at Siciliano's. Today's man law is when shaking hands, stand up, grip firmly, and look him in the eye.
Right.
Now, I was at my
big... This applies to the ladies, too.
Yes,
right?
Him or her.
Right.
I was at my biggest client. It's in Lansing. It's called A1 Mechanical.
Okay.
It's a big carrier dealer. They do tons of new houses and apartments, all kinds of stuff. And there's this nice young kid out front. There's always somebody there filling out a job app. And this kid came out of Detroit, Northwestern Tech, went to a one-year HVAC program. And I started chatting with him, and I realized he had a spark. And I told him who I was. I showed him my shirt. And he stood up, and he grabbed my hand, and he gripped it like he had a mission.
Yep.
And I went back and I talked to the senior VP and I said, there's a kid out front right there right now. You got to hire him right now. Go interview him. Hire this kid. And You know what? His whole appearance, his presence, everything he did, the fact that he's 19, went right out of high school into a one-year program.
Right. Not coming out with $100,000 of debt.
Came to
college,
the biggest
right?
contractor in town. Yeah.
Right.
He'll be making 60 grand a year like his first year.
Right.
You don't have to get an MBA.
Right. Yep, exactly. So coming up next, we're going to bring the turkey home.
We're going to.
And we got it. We're going to and a gazinta. But you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
It's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to oldworldolivepress.com.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We've been talking turkey, believe it or not, and we're going to finish
for about 10 years.
Right.
Hey, yeah, thanks, Brian. Love Charlie Brown, Peanuts, Snoopy, all that stuff. I don't know. Do they even show those specials anymore?
Oh, sure, sure. I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV, but they got to be on. I mean, that's an annual classic.
Oh, so you don't watch TV, but oh, sure.
Yeah, CBS normally airs, like they did The Great Pumpkin.
Oh, did they?
The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown in October. So they do like a one-night extravaganza kind of thing. They do it for Christmas, too. Great. So, yeah, they'll have it.
I want to see it.
I love the kissing booth, man. Me Lucy, and Lucy.
Lucy?
And we can make that happen.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
Citrus smoked goose breast.
Where in hell did you get that?
From you ding dong.
Oh, really?
And quit swearing on the radio.
Yeah.
So this is an old recipe, again, off the Grillin' Guys website, thegrillinguys.com. Go to it. Check it out. On the right side, you'll see all of our sponsors, at least currently. And you can click on their icon, and it'll take you right to their website to see their current specials. One of them would be Thermopen. Thermopen.
So it just blew by the citrus smoked goose breast, right?
Is exactly the tool you need if you're doing turkey, goose, any of this stuff. You're going to want to go there. And you can get a remote unit. You can get a handheld. You can get an inexpensive little pop-up, they call them, or something, Pop-Tart.
Right.
But so that when you're doing any of these, you'll want a Thermopen.
Right. We will get the...
Nothing like it.
I know between now and Christmas, we'll do the gift for the griller show.
Yes.
But that's a preempt to that.
Yeah, when I did that spatchcock chicken the other night I was telling you about,
right?
I got my new MX4 Thermopen out.
Wonderful.
Whipped it out, popped it in there. I probably pulled that chicken out two or three times before I knew it was time to crank it up and go convection.
Right.
And I was just probing the same, and I was using the same holes I made earlier.
Right.
So I was going in getting, I could watch, you know, 10-degree rise, this or that. It's so accurate. It took me 8 seconds, 10 seconds. The oven was open and shut. So I didn't lose all my heat, no big setback. So citrus smoked goose breast, and you could do this with the turkey breast as well, but... This actually is Jop's recipe. No, it's Rob Russell's recipe.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think I remember this because I'm not a big goose fan.
Well, you've shot more goose than I have.
Right. But so what you're doing is it's a citrus Dijon-type marinade that you're putting on this with orange juice, some Dijon mustard, just a little sugar in it, some soy, some honey. So you can tell it's sweet, right? You got a sweet citrus.
Right.
And to me, what you're trying to do with goose is make it taste not like goose, because the strong flavors of the orange and the Dijon mustard goose is just a little bit strong. It's got a wild flavor to it, and I just don't really like it.
I think you're prejudiced.
Well, no, I'm not. I just don't like it.
It's an anti-gooser there, Brian.
But if you're going to do it, this is the way to do it, and it is on thegrillingguys.com, right? But you whisk all that stuff together and put it in a smoker.
So
for only about like a half hour. Don't overcook your goose, because your goose will be cooked if you overcook your goose, man. That's no good.
So you want to marinate it in orange juice, olive oil, mustard, sugar, soy, honey, onion for 3 to 6 hours.
Right. Yeah, that's a long time. And you're not chunking it up. You're doing the whole breast half.
Are you?
Yeah, right. It's breast halves. Don't chunk it up.
Why?
Because it'll dry out even more. You just want to slice it right before you put it on the
smoker. I remember us doing little medallions like that.
Yeah, but right when you put it on the smoker, it's difficult meat. Mm. There's listeners out there that could tell us how to do this better than I can. But
yeah,
anyway.
we should get off the goose. Right. Let's talk about Rob Russell.
Well,
Rob Russell is very, very sick.
One of our original board of directors, and we shout out to Rob. He taught me a ton. You worked with him several years on the road, perfecting your grilling skills. He's just an amazing man, and say a little prayer for Rob, because he's fighting cancer, and it's not looking good. So we're just a little note out to Rob and Beth and their family, and best wishes from the grilling guys,
Levi and Allie,
right. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hope you got your buck, but if you didn't, you got a few more days to get her done. So we'll talk with you next week.